speak actually about WordPress. There's a big W in there, and I wear a big W here. And we'll talk about what WordPress is and what can it do for you. And if you need me to slow down, I won't. I could be home by 9. No, I'm kidding. It's my bedtime. I'm going to move this out of the way. And yeah, and if you have questions, ask. You know, I do not judge unless you are over taller than me, then I would judge you harshly. So, no judgment based on what we know. And there's some Q&A. You know, if you have any questions about what I'm talking about, by all means, just tell me that, hey, I have a question. And I'll explain it the best I can. How many of you, real quick, are familiar with Twitter? Social media? Cool. All right. Just so you know, I had no idea who the audience was. Robert, he didn't tell me. I thought this was supposed to be, you know, all these co-eds from, no, I'm kidding. So that's, if you went to this website right now, you could set up a tweet that you're here learning about WordPress. No pressure, don't worry about it. So about me, that was me just a few weeks ago. See, everyone in this room knows what that is. Great, I remember them. When I speak at other conferences, I just came back from Columbus last weekend, nobody knew what that was. It's a phone, really? They don't know what a dial tone is? It's crazy. So I do a lot of WordPress development. I'm also a social media manager for a company in Carson. So I manage all their internet marketing, etc. I run a meetup, a WordPress meetup. Anyone here in any meetups at all? Anyone know what meetup is? No. Yeah. So, okay, so somebody does. Thank you. You can lie, it's fine. Make me feel better. A meetup is a website, meetup.com, and it is a place to join if you have interests in anything. Macintosh, bird watching, rowing, canoeing, anything, walking, hiking, but the goal is you're supposed to go do it in person. So the person who runs the meetup, there's an investment, there's a fee every year. I pay about $175 a year. And you get together. So it's not virtual, it's actually together. And that just helps people find you. So I run the South Bay WordPress meetup. There are 10 meetups in LA County, LA, Orange County area, WordPress related. Any given night, you can go to one. Mine is the third Thursday of the month. That's right. It's up in Hawthorne area. Sometimes it's the fourth Thursday because I was traveling. Just most of the time, third Thursday. I'm also a certified Apple trainer. I should not have told you that. No questions, though. I'm an old school trainer. I used to train creative professionals, photography, video, and web, how to use this stuff. I haven't done it in about 2015, so 6 or 7 years. Apple can't afford me anymore. They have no money.
All right.
So, yeah, they're getting really stingy. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm a husband and a father as well. And my birthday, in case you want to send me a card. And I like tea these days because I had some throat and brain issues. So I'm not doing caffeine anymore. Crazy that I'm not on caffeine right now. Just think about that. Think about me now and then add caffeine. It's not pretty. So.
Yeah,
so I have water. This is actually water. Or vodka.
There you go.
I don't know what was in that faucet. All right. And that's my wife. I really love her a lot. Got to put that in there. All right. I have a company. I have a full-time job. But I also have a company. Often, thanks Silver Lining Productions. My last name is Silver. Kind of works that way. And I have a podcast, and that's where I share WordPress for free. Anyone here podcast? Anyone here listen to a podcast?
No.
Good. Awesome. What? Does anyone here produce one? Make their own podcast? No.
What if they want to?
You can. It's free. There's a very low entry barrier to entry. I keep getting asked to teach a class, and I pitched a class to the South Bay Adult School where I teach WordPress. And we have people sign up, but only 3 each time. I need 7 to make it a go. So I'll let you know if that happens when the next time we try to offer it. So podcast is delayed radio or audio files when you want on your phone, iPod, iPhone, Android device. Ooh, I said Android. I'm sorry.
No.
My bad. I love this group already. Yeah. So. Anyone here actually really own a Windows machine?
Yes.
I have to leave.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I gotta go.
Our president owns a Windows?
Wow. I actually have 5 computers. Two of them are Mac.
You know, IBM. So you know, IBM stands for I Buy Macintosh.
That's right.
So my company has Silver Lining Productions. My where I share for free. It's in Sync WP. It's a weekly podcast. Week 75 will be out on Monday. Every Monday it comes out. Okay. That's where I share for free. Quick survey, and I pretty much know the answer here, but I may not, about you guys. Who has a website or a blog currently? One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. All right. Anyone have one in the past they no longer have? More people? Good. Okay. Who takes care of it for you? Yourself or somebody else?
People pay
us
to do it.
They pay you to do it. Awesome. Wow. You want to come up? Because I'm a little tired. Okay. All right. What technology, the ones who have a blog, what are you using for it? Do you know?
Dreamweaver, and I write my own code too.
Okay, so you have a website using Dreamweaver. Okay.
And my own code. I mostly use Dreamweaver just to make it.
Okay. Anyone else who has a blog or a website using either Dreamweaver or
WordPress?
WordPress. Awesome. So far, so good. Okay. Anyone using like Wix or Weebly? Oh, it hurts to say that. No, okay. So they're tools. Okay. Just curious. All right. Before the newsletter came out, had anyone ever heard of WordPress besides people who, anyone who had not heard of WordPress before the newsletter came out? You had not. Okay. A couple people. So the rest of you are lying. No, it's okay. All right. So, quick history lesson on WordPress. It's 12 years old. It was created by a guy by the name of Matt Mullenweg. It was a fork. So there was a previous blogging platform called B2 Cafe, B as in boy, B2 Cafe, and it was stopped. Like, this guy who wrote it just decided to stop using it, stop making it. So he forked it, because it's open source, it's free, right? So he wrote his own version of it, and it became WordPress. And he's 31 years old now. So he started it at he was 20, 19 or 20. And his valuation, he's doing pretty well for himself. Because he's also monetized it. There's a couple variations of WordPress. We'll talk about that. Okay. So, and it's amazing. It started off as a blog only, right? And it's turned into, it can do anything for the most part. Yeah. So we'll talk about more in a second. Okay, so why have a website, first and foremost? Where business starts. Yes?
Where does the word blog come from?
Web log. Great question. So web log, it just, the people younger than me are lazy. They don't want to say web log. So it's two words combined. Like spam. You know where the word spam came from? Spontaneous amalgamation of meat. Okay, it's not. I wrote a paper on that in college, and I always use that. My favorite jokes. Spam. Because a lot of people don't like spam. That's where it came from. It's like, oh, it's like spam. No one likes it. Except if you're, anyone here from Hawaii? If you're from Hawaii, it's like every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
My son still loves it.
Yes. All right. I need to make sure this is not going to turn off. One second, I'm sorry. No, I'm joking. All right. So, okay. So, these days, business. You know, we all remember the yellow pages and the white pages. Nowadays, do they even deliver those anymore?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a waste of a treat. Yeah. But they're useful. They have a purpose. But everything starts these days, you know, on this, on our phone, mobile, right? Yelp, Groupon, Google, etc. Okay, I'm going to say Google. It's your business card if you're in business. Who here is in business? Who here doesn't want to work ever again? Who here? Oh, did you guys play the lottery tonight? $100 million. Yeah, it's $2 to get in. I'm sure you didn't win, so. I can't win by just statistics alone. I won't go into that. Okay. If you want to sell something or buy something, websites popular, you need that, right? Sharing. So this is huge. This is this group alone. Community, forums, and sharing information, right? You have a website for this group.
Yeah.
You actually have two websites I found out tonight, because I did not realize you already had a WordPress site. So I did something to the other site. I'll show you in a second. So that's a great place to have, why have a website. Oops. That's it. Okay. So WordPress. These are my top 10 reasons why WordPress is so big. Okay. Number one, it's free. Well, there's always an asterisk, okay? It's free and open source. So if you want free, it's completely free. You want to go get, what's your name?
Karen.
So if you want to go get, Sharon, what's your hobby?
Gardening.
Okay. Sharon'sGardening.wordpress.com, completely free. 5 minutes, click a button, you're up and running, you have a blog. It's free, okay? If it's available, that's available. If you want just sharonsgardening.com, there's a small fee. You can then pay for a domain and hosting, about $18 at a bare minimum for the year. Okay? So there's free, there's paid. There's always multiple ways to skin a cat. Okay? The company that makes WordPress is great. It's called Automattic. That's not a typo. It's two T's because of Matt Mullenweg. So, make a T. Okay? So Automattic is the company behind WordPress.com. I'll try to explain that. There's WordPress.com, which is like a service where you get the free version, completely free. There's WordPress.org, which you take it all on yourself. You have to go with your own host, your own domain, and you're on your own. But you're not on your own because there are people like me out there, and a lot of us out there. Okay. Plugins. Plugins let you do everything else that the core functionality does not let you do. So because you cannot please everybody, you have to make a choice. This is what the software can do. Everything else is a plugin, kind of like your phone. Your phone, in theory, is supposed to make phone calls. All the apps are like plugins, right? You can't include every app that you'd want in the phone, because then it'd be made by Microsoft.
Ooh.
That's right. Okay, so plugins. The visual editor, the way we see things to add content, the blog post, the photography, video, much easier in WordPress than it was in previous generations of other software, of other CMSs. CMS, content management system, it's a database. Everybody familiar with Excel, Microsoft Excel? So imagine Excel, that's what runs the back end. It's all your data's there. Photos in a cell, contents in a cell, date, time, every post, everything has a reference point. That's what makes it fast, okay? It's much easier this way. It makes blogs easy. So when WordPress started 12 years ago, we had to go, let's say Nike. Nike uses WordPress. 12 years ago, Nike would say, Nike.com. Everyone knows about Nike, the shoe company? Okay. Nike.com/WordPress/blog. That's how you had to do it. It was like an add-on to their site. 12 years later, now it's just Nike.com. You would never know it's WordPress unless you looked at the code. Okay. So you don't have to, it changes things. It's gotten that much stronger. And actually, the last 5 years have really changed. I'd say almost 3 years have changed the most. Okay. Themes. So this also is kind of like the what makes it special. 3 and 6 are awesome. Plugins are like all the little plugins. You want a gallery of these. You know, a theme is how you want it to look. We don't want our computers to look the same. My laptop looks different than your laptop, and your than you know. Cheryl, is that right?
Sharon.
Sharon, I suppose. So, you know, all of our settings, the way our interfaces look different because we all have different preferences, right? The way we want things. You may want a pink background. I'm fond of having black. I mean, literally, if I hide this for a second, my background is black.
Yeah.
Just distract. It's less distracting for me. I don't need, what color yours? Pink, isn't it?
Green.
Green. It's gardening, of course. Of course. My mistake. I'm so sorry. So, you know, I like black just because, I don't know, I'm just dark. Okay. I don't like the distraction. All right. So themes let you customize what the website looks like. Okay. And there's free level, freemium, and premium. So free is free. Freemium is some stuff will work. You can pay for the updates. And premium is you're actually buying support. Because technically, if I bought a premium theme, let's say I spent $50, I could turn around and sell it to Sharon, the gardener, because it's free. Because it's called GPL, OpenGPL. It's free licensing. But that would that be ethical? Not at all. But people do it. So in essence, when you pay for premium, you're actually paying for support, technically. Okay. So that's how that kind of works. Same thing with plugins. Plugins have free, premium, and premium as well. All right. It's secure. You plan for it, meaning security. You do the updates. If you take care of it, like any other piece of software, iOS, Windows, OS 10. You do the updates, you're secure. For malware, for hacks. Okay. Google does love it for searching. If you do it again, you have to take certain precautions, do certain things for search engine optimization. Google's fine with it. Okay. Accessibility. Once it's done, it doesn't matter what platform you're on. WordPress can be read on any device. You can create a web. You could actually go to your iPhone. There's a WordPress app for your phone. You could create all of it on your phone. I don't recommend it. It's a little long, it'd be harder to do. Laptop, desktop, fine. But anybody can view it on any device. right? How many people only have a laptop? I'm curious, these days. How many people have both, laptop and desktop? Okay. How many people have laptop, desktop, tablet? Wow. Laptop, desktop, tablet, iPhone. Apple loves you. Clearly. That's awesome.
Watch.
I gotta go. It's killing me. More stuff than me. And growth. You know, right now WordPress, what's a guess? Anyone know what the guess is and for how big it is, how many sites are done in WordPress? Okay, well I'll tell you. 80 million plus. That's for me, I'm not here. That's my wife, I'm busy. If it's my girlfriend, I'll take the call. Alright. So 24%. That's a droid? You want to turn it off? You sure? Okay. 24% of all websites are done in WordPress right now. 80 million. So this number is actually from November of last year, when Matt Mullenweg gave the talk at at WordCamp San Francisco, State of the Word, it's called. There's conferences every weekend around the country called WordCamps, and I'm actually co-organizing Los Angeles. Sold out. Sorry. But if you want to go, let me know. I can tell you how to possibly get a ticket. So 24%, last November was 24%. So it's already gone up by about 24.5%, we think. So another 3 or 4 million sites. Actually, I know this for a fact. My podcast, the number was, in the first quarter of the year, 1.1 million websites were started in WordPress. Growth. Squarespace. Anyone hear of Squarespace? So Squarespace, they advertise online. They advertise on TV and radio. It's a service, similar but proprietary in an aspect. They added 115,000 in the same time frame. 1.1 million to 115,000. So the growth is still there. Okay. So those are why they have it. People always say, who uses Google?
Number 9? What does that mean?
So once it's done accessible, it doesn't matter what platform, Droid, iPhone, Windows, doesn't matter what you're looking at it with, you can see it. Agnostic. Doesn't matter. It's not like you have to use a Windows or a Mac to use it or view it. Because it's all on the server. Technically, you're always developing, you're always adding content on the server. I'm going to say it this way. If I say you don't need to know, no disrespect by any stretch, you don't need to know right now. I just want to give you an overview. 30,000 of view versus a 10 or a 5. Okay. So, that makes answer your question? Okay. So, anyone big? So, a couple of these companies you might have heard of, they all use WordPress in some capacity. Some of these are outside-facing websites, some are internal, or both. So like eBay, they use a lot of it on the internal side because they have their own core. Sony does both internal and external, GM both, UPS internal. KTLA, Channel 5 actually, they use WordPress. I know, I meant to add that in here. And they use what's called WordPress VIP. So they're paying automatic, the company that runs, they manage it for them, $17,000 a month to make sure it's all good. It's up there, $17,000, $20,000, that kind of thing. So there's money there, right? Okay. And also, I should be up here too, so that's me. Okay. All right. And these are the CNN, New York Times, Flickr's Photography, TechCrunch is a technology site. And Paramount also uses WordPress now as well. I know because I'm just, a friend of mine works there, and I may be working on a project. Okay, so there are two variations of WordPress, two flavors, fully managed, self-managed. WordPress.com, managed for you, right? So that's automatic runs this. Selfmanaged.org, if you don't get a .org domain, you get any domain you want, but it's the free, it's like having, you know, just the organization behind it, okay? Limitations, you're on your own. And limitations are like iOS, and I'm gonna kind of go through this real quicker here. So, johndoe.wordpress.com, completely free. If you want to lose the wordpress.com, you got to pay the $18 if John Doe is available. And that includes hosting for a year as well. Hosting and domain, I think, is $18. But support is through email. No phone support, no live chat. They get you on the add-ons, like anybody else these days. It's always an add-on, okay? No support here at all. Self-managed, you're on your own. Where you find community. And the community in WordPress is huge. I've gone to 6 WordCamps this year. And a WordCamp is a 1, 2, or 3 day event on the weekends, usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Actually, always. And they're cheap, $40. You get a shirt like this. This was San Diego back in March. And people speak at them. And it's all run by volunteers. No one gets paid. And you travel. So if you can go to one within an hour drive. In LA area, we have Orange County, San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles are the 3 in our area, the closest ones. Vegas is another one. There was one in Ventura last year, really small. So the community is awesome. And I've been doing this for 6 years now. And I have gone to 6 this year and I've spoken at 5. I started in Maui. I'm not going to lie, that was the best one so far. And I was in Columbus last weekend. So, you know, it's all out of pocket. I don't get paid for it. I pay to attend. I have to pay to get there. And I don't get paid. I get fed. I get a shirt. I get a mug. I get some stuff. Oh, speaking of, hold on. I don't have any stickers for you guys. Nope, sorry. I'm on. So the community is there to help. And it's a strong community. Okay. We're 80 million sites. So WordPress is free, mostly. And what I want to show you here is this. So the pro and the con. Self-managed, you have full control yourself, but it costs less money in theory. And, but it's also a con, because if something happens to the site, who do you call? You don't, you're on your own until you figure out what to do. Fully managed, less control, but it costs more money. And what I mean by less control is this. Much like the iOS, much like your phone, you can only get apps from where? Apple, right? The themes they give you and the plugins that you have access to are only from WordPress.com. So there are 56 themes. That's it. You can't go out and buy a premium theme and bring it in. And they have plugins. They don't call them plugins. They're just like, it's called Jetpack. Kind of confusing. And there are about 36 features. Some are free, some are paid. And that's it. You can't go out and grab any of the 38,000 plugins. And the reason for that is security. Because they manage it, they control it, it's locked down. If you want some more extent, if you want to do more, you gotta leave.com and go to .org on your own. And it's totally doable. So for everyone in this room, you can start with .com, test it out, and if you need more customization, you can always leave. They don't like say we hold you tight. They actually help you leave if you want to leave. Okay. So far so good? Cool. So themes and plugins. So I explain this way, it's form versus function. So form is how the site looks. It's a theme, right? This is an old theme called 2010. So back in 2009, automatic WordPress.com always came out with the theme of the year, 2010. And it's boring, but I use it to show you. This is a header, navigation of your pages, right? Your blog posts. And over here is called a widget area. So you have like little shortcuts and stuff, okay? The blog is like what's updated daily, weekly, monthly. Current news, and as you update, older things go down. Okay, like toilet paper. I know it's a bad example, but less dynamic. So this is dynamic. This is more current, relevant, about contact, other pages that are less updated less often are here in navigation. Pretty basic. So if you start looking at web pages, if you see something that looks like this, you start to realize it's a WordPress website. Very very boxy, but you can do anything with this. And the control and what you can do with this depends on the theme. Who wrote the theme dictates what you can do with it. Can I change the color up here? Can I change the slider, this image? Yes or no, just depends. Okay. Here's another one that looks similar, but this theme is not 2010, 29, 2000. But you have now some advertising here, right? Recent posts here, because as this goes down, you may not be able to see above that fold. See, everyone in this room knows what above the fold means too. That's that newspaper, right? Those days are gone. There's no more fold. Papers are gone. There's screens. So this might be a slider. So this theme lets you have 2 navigation bars. You have the top one here, the other one here as well. Okay? For whatever reason. Here's a company that does themes. This one starts at $69. This is called what can I name it? This one's called Elegant Themes. So for $70, you get access to like 200 themes. Do you need 200 themes? No, not really. But you get access to all of them. I always suggest as a designer and developer, change your site look, every 18 to 24 months. Designs change. Fashion changes the same thing, right? So, but it's $69. Most themes cost between free to $75 for a premium theme. Okay. So that's basic themes. One thing I want you to take away from tonight, if you go into WordPress, if you get into this, do not go to Google and type in free WordPress theme. Don't do that. There's a way to get, there's 1,900 themes for free in what's called the repository from WordPress.org. I'll show you that in a little bit. If you Google free WordPress theme, you'll get a bad theme that has malware and spam and junk. Terrible idea. If you learn nothing else, don't take a free WordPress theme, don't work with family. No, wait. Okay. Function. What does it do? So we have the core. The core can only do so much. The core does posts, pages. Let's just leave it at that. A post is what's new. A page is about contact, other stuff, right? A plugin lets you add more functions. Let's say you want to add a calendar, okay? Of upcoming events, one of my favorite calendars. There's a free level here and a paid level. The paid level lets you customize the color and the look to match your site. I use the free level. I mean, I used to be really cheap. Now I just don't care. Okay. Forms. If you want people to fill out a form, I use Gravity Forms. And the reason I use this is paid. I pay $100 a year for this because I have the developer level. It's $200 to start. It's always a coupon. So here's tip number two. Don't Google free WordPress name and use that. Do Google blah, blah, blah plugin coupon code. Totally use that. So there's always coupon codes for these big themes, for big plugins or themes, if you have to pay for something. The code is fine to use for a discount. So I pay for this. And the reason I pay for this one is it gives me a lot of control. I can use it on as many sites as I want. I think for one site, it's $39. For five sites, it's like $99. And for unlimited sites, $189 typically, right? It gives me, there's a free plugin that does forms called Contact Form 7. It's great, but it's limited. This is drag and drop. You build the form, pretty much done. It's pretty cool. And it has logic. So if this happens, then this happens. Do you agree to the terms below? Click yes, then you hit the button to say submit. You do quiz, it's a lot you can do. It's a very powerful plugin. This is a gallery plugin to show photos. There are, I think, out of 38,000 plugins in the repository, there are at least 300 gallery plugins. Why? Because 300 people decided, I have a scratch to itch. I'm gonna write my own plugin. Do photos the way I want. Somebody else might want it too. They share it. That's community, right? And then some people take the next step. They turn off certain features. If you want the feature to be separate, different, the added features cost money. I'm going to show you something real quick. For example, am I online here? I am. Just as a quick show, this is a site. Yes. Is this it? Yeah. This is it. No, it's not. It's this one. I helped this client a couple years ago. Took my class, and here's a client. Let me move this over. Yeah. Okay. So, pretty basic site. Looks very similar to the old style. He designed it. I just gave him some advice. This is a plugin. It's a social widget. Social media, right? So, RSS, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter. This side of the screen, it's free. If you want it on that side of the screen, it's $15. The client's like, I'll leave it alone. Old Adam, 6 years ago, I was really cheap. I'm like, I would spend a day just figuring out how to get it on that side of the thing. I've realized my time is much more valuable. I honestly have a flinch factor of about $200. If I can buy this for $15 and solve the problem in a minute, I'm in. Because I'll charge that to my client. If it's $200, once again, I mean, under $200, it's my, how bad do I need it? You know, yeah, for $15, he's like, good. I would spend 8 hours sometimes trying to figure out, how do I get that over there? How do I hack it? Because I'm an old school hacker. Not anymore, I don't have the time for that. I got kids, and you know, they just want food all the time, so. Okay. So, keep that in mind. So, literally 300 gallery plugins that you have to go through. How do you know which one? So, there are some popular ones, you know, if you have questions about that, let me know. This is a paid plugin to back up your site. It's very important to back up. WordPress is always evolving. Right now, we are in version 4.2.3. In 3 weeks, we'll be on 4.4, okay? And that's a major upgrade, just like iOS. You know, the updates on iOS, the second dot is usually a security or a fix. The major dot is a major rewrite, right? 9.0 is coming out in, what, September, I think? So, same thing. So you have to back up. Before you upgrade, you want to back up. Before we upgrade our phones, how many people truly back up your phone? Yeah, good. I do. Yeah, I really do. I'm old school. I back up with a wire to my laptop. Mm-hmm. Not in the cloud. I keep it local, right? I remember 110 baud modem. That's it. I've been doing this stuff a long time. So backup, there's free backup tools. This is a paid one. The reason I use paid is I can schedule it, and I don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't work, I get an error report. This didn't work, something broke. And I know how it also helps me bring it back. Just because you have a backup doesn't do you much good if you don't know how to restore it. Also very, very useful, great company. So I pay for this one. This one costs, I think, $80,000 a year. No, I'm kidding. I don't know, $70 a year, I'm not even sure. Okay. And then another thing is comments. So comments is a big discussion, no pun intended. If you have a blog and you want to have a conversation about gardening, right? Let's see, Sharon has a blog about gardening. And I comment, I'm like, I don't think fertilizer is good, it's evil, it's bad. Some people would say you have to leave that there all the time, even if I go into worse language. I'll tell you one thing, if you have a blog, you have a website, you have commenting, you don't like my comments, delete the comments. It's not freedom of speech. It's your property. Simple as that. Tall as it. What this does, this is called discuss. WordPress has commenting built in. I don't like it. Never have. Don't know if I ever would. Because of spammers, once again. What discuss does, it's a free service. You can have to log in with your Facebook, Twitter, or Google account, or get a free account from discuss. It's a level of authenticity. Ideally, spammers are not going to use one of their accounts or a new account to spam me. And if they do, I can go into Discuss's dashboard, like their software, I can block them forever. Can they go into another one? Sure. But are they going to? No. Just ways to alleviate that. If you want to delete a post, delete the comment, by all means. If you don't think you have permission, you now have permission. All right. So plugins and themes are great, right? Themes and plugins are great. They take core. Now you do what you want with it, because we all have different needs, right? Okay. But wait, there's more. There's always a company, you'll hear this a lot when you get into this space. This product that does it all, right? The plugin that does everything, the theme that does everything. I caution everybody all the time that what is wrong with this picture? It's a quick little survey quiz. What's wrong with the picture? It's not hidden, just so you know, it's not a hidden, there's something tricky in this. I'll give you a hint. It's a child's room, the bed is made, and it's clean, it's neat. It doesn't exist. Unless you're selling a house or taking stock photography for, furniture, there is no perfect theme or perfect plugin. There are things really close. That's my ride, I gotta go. So, it just depends. There's close. I used to be adamant that you had to use certain things, the software, the tools I use. I don't. If you can find a theme that gets you 75% of the way there, use it. Move on. Same thing with plugin. There's always going to be some hiccups, potentially. Ideally not, but there's always something that you may not love. The goal is, in this world, is to get your content out. You all have stories. I say this with respect. Honestly, you all have great information and knowledge that I don't know. I'm 44. I'll be 45 in November. My dad's 84. He's never used a computer. I'm not. I have a great photo. I should have that photo. A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he's an attorney. Still practices law. Because if he didn't practice law, he'd be in jail for killing my mom. Because it goes somewhere every day. He's been a lawyer since I was born. He had a separate career before that. He became an attorney the year I was born, 1970. And he's old school. He dictates into a recorder. His assistant, not a secretary anymore, this is an assistant, she comes in once a week when he needs her and transcribes based with the recorder, the headphones, these headphones, and the pedal. The software, it's crazy. She had a computer. It was running Windows, DOS 3.1, WordPerfect, until 2 years ago. And the only reason we got rid of it, true story, I took a picture and I shared it online, and I got a huge following. It was because his printer died. And the printer was parallel. Yeah, it was a parallel printer. So you can't get parallel printers anymore. They're all USB. But his computer didn't have USB ports. So we had. So I ordered him a new Dell, all this new stuff, and get a new desk, because the monitor, they don't make 13-inch monitors anymore. It was just amazing. So his assistant calls me and goes, thank you so much. So anyway, you have stories, you have something to share. The goal, I want you to know is share your story, share whatever information you want to share, but that's the goal, is not to spend too much time tinkering and making things work. You know, WordPress has been pitched as free and easy for 12 years. It is free and easy to this point. Out of a scale of 1 to 10, it's here, 2 or 3. After that, there's a learning curve. You know, the learning curve is your money or your time. You know, either you have someone else do it, or you take the time. You know, and since you all have all these devices, you have both. Okay, so the perfect theme does exist. So, any questions so far? How are we doing on time? I'm doing pretty good. All right, I'm going to show you a quick demo, a couple of things. Okay, that's okay. So I'm not going to show you a couple things. I'm not going to show you how to go get a domain at this point, or install WordPress. I want to show you kind of like what the front end and the back end look like, how to do a post, okay, how to change the theme, so a couple basics. All right. Whoops. So what I'll do is this way. So in that case, what I do here is do this. By the way, this is your old site, right? And here's the other site you have. I didn't know this until tonight. Okay. This is WordPress. This one is not WordPress. So let me go to here real quick. I'll go to admin dashboard. I want to actually go to appearance. I'm going to reset this real quick. This real quick from the repository. Okay. So I want to show you this. So first and foremost, here is a site, basic, just like I showed you the still photo, right? Let me shrink this down a little bit. Okay, so image up top, navigation, this is where the posts will go. I have a widget, I'll tell you about that in a second, maybe. This is where stuff might go on the right side, advertising or upcoming events, the calendar, that kind of thing. Okay. This is what people would see. On the right side, actually, let me do this real quick. Let me log out. So on the right side, that's gone. That's unfortunate. Normally, I forgot to do something. There would be a whole bunch of stuff down here. It would say login. Okay, I would go to login. And the login would look like this. This is where you go to login. So this is what we're going to the back end. Okay? And in this case, I will just bypass that. I don't know my password. I have some tricks. This is what we call the dashboard. Has anyone seen this? No? Okay. So the dashboard's pretty cool. Actually, I'm going to do two things here. When you start WordPress, you get this welcome to WordPress. Okay. So yeah, this is the dashboard, and this is all the dashboard settings. And this is all different areas. And let me hide this real quick. Customize your site, change your theme. It tells you, actually, and this is what I mean by the last 3 or 4 years, things have really gotten a lot better. This is what we call UI. User experience, user interface, and user experience, UI and UX, how things look, and the experience you have. You're both users. You know, if you own the site, you're the admin, but you're also the user on the back end. And the experience you have. We want to make this really easy for everybody. Right? Accessibility is huge. Language is huge these days. More sites last year were created in WordPress, non-English-speaking countries, by the way, than English-speaking. So it's, you know, we're not all in. It's not all about us. It used to be. So this is more. So if you want to, you can actually do stuff right from here. And see how it has a little dismiss button right here? Does dismiss? I can dismiss that. If you want, you're comfortable, I click on dismiss. But if you ever want that back, in the top right up here, the screen options. So there are screen options in the top right. Right? It gives you options. And these are going to change based on where we are here. So every little area has different screen options, just as an FYI. Okay. So if I want to, right off the bat, create a new blog post. Just easy, I want to start blogging right now. I can do one of two things. I can go here, new posts, or I could go posts, it's over here as well. And they've added the two places. I've been doing this so long, I never go to the top. I forget it's there, that's new. I go here, post, all, and I can say add new right as well, right there, right? I can also look at all my posts from here. So for example, I should only have one. I have one post. That's like the default, hello world, just a thing. But if I had a whole bunch of posts, maybe in draft mode, I can see them, I can then push them out. So I want to do a new post, I'm gonna say, I want to add a new post. I give it a title, I give it some body, and I hit publish, on the far right. For example, first post in that presentation. Here, actually, taken Ibsen. Anyone know what Lorem Ipsum is? Like the Latin filler? It's like, you know, it's usually a lot of text words in Latin. But I like bacon Ipsum.
No.
So I don't have to like type in blah, blah, blah. I take this, I put that here. So it's a bacon Ipsum, so it's bacon and Latin, over and over again. So hamburger, fat back, bacon, pork. Anyone kosher? Because I'm clearly not. So I can also add media from here. So here's a post. I haven't hit publish yet. I can add media. This has gotten so much easier. The old days, 3 years ago, I had to click on the button that says add media. I have stuff in here already. Okay. But if I want, I'd have to say upload a file, find the file, grab it. Now, I can just do this. I can actually go to, let's do this real quick. Okay, so two things here. Don't steal photography. This is my site. So I'm going to take this real quick. I used to be a professional photographer for 15 years, so I still have that up here. Let's take this one. We'll take this one right here. Actually, no. Hold on a second. We'll take one of these guys. Okay, fine. We'll take that. So I took a screenshot. Everyone know how to do screenshots on the Mac? Everyone know all the ways to do screenshots on the Mac?
No.
Okay. Which way do you know?
Command-Shift-4.
That's it.
That's all you know, okay?
Command-Shift-3.
Okay. You know Command-Shift-4 spacebar? Watch this. So Command-Shift-3 is the whole screen, wherever we see everything, right? Command-Shift-4 gives us crosshairs,
right?
To pick and choose what we want.
Right.
And also it's a great thing to see what the pixels are. So if you want to go grab something later, okay? Now watch this. If I go here, it is a Mac group. This is awesome. If I open up another window, let's go here, open this window for a second, and let's go open up this one. Okay. So if I press Command-Shift-4 spacebar, see how it turns blue?
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be what's highlighted. So it's specifically just that window. Make sense?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you go board one window.
So it's just, yeah, so I can have multiple things going on. And I can just grab, so it's just gonna be just that. I don't have to go do Command-Shift-4 and drag.
Right.
And boom, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's also Command-Shift-4 shift goes into memory. Actually, no, see, yeah, so like a space bar, there's that. So I just took that, for example, if I hide all that, here it is right there. Just that. Right? So that's another little trick. I have tons of these. Want an iPhone trick real quick?
Yeah.
iPhone trick. Two things. Anyone do panoramics?
Yeah.
Do you know about the arrow?
I didn't. Well, I couldn't keep it straight.
Okay, that's unfortunate. So here, I'll show you something real quick. So on a panoramic, very few people know this. Arrow default starts left to right. Okay. What if by chance you want to go the other way? You don't turn it upside down.
Good.
It doesn't work. Press the arrow.
Oh.
So it flips it.
Okay. Oh.
I got tons of them. Okay. I love this group. You're my people!
That's why we come here every month.
I've actually been to Apple quite a few times when I was a trainer. It's like going to Mecca.
Yeah.
All right. Back to here. So if I go back to the site. So, like I said, the old days, you had to go through the old way of grabbing a photo kind of through the finder. Now, I can just drag this right to here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's user interface. That's user experience. It's much faster and better. So I can put it here. It loads it in my media library. don't worry about it. And I can say, okay, and I want this to be actually perfect size, insert in the post, and there it is, right? There's other stuff you can do with it. You can give it a title if you want to. You can give it a caption. Don't care for the moment. I took this photo. It's one of mine. I don't crop out my finger. No, I'm kidding. Woo! Okay. All right. I'm going to hit publish. Okay? And now if I go look at the site, I can go to the site. There's the site. You'll see, here's my first post and a photo. And the second post before that, below. Right? Pretty basic. That's how easy it is to really start blogging. That's what WordPress started off on, as it was a blogging platform. Can you do e-commerce? Absolutely. You can do a lot more. You can do e-commerce, membership sites, you know, paid sections where you have to actually pay first and then get access to content. A lot of newspapers do that now. The Times, what's our local Florence paper? Daily Breeze. You get like so many views per month, and then it says you have to have the digital pass. There's a way around that. Okay. I could share with that. Anyone here work with that paper? All right. So that's pretty much, that's how you do a post. If I go back into here, the dashboard. So I'm back up here because now I'm looking at the page. I go back to the dashboard. Okay. And I want to do now, I want to add a page. So I want to show all pages. Okay. So I've already created some pages. Actually, a friend of mine and I did this 2 days ago. We were just had some time to kill, and I knew I was coming here. I didn't realize you had two sites, so I did some work. We have a membership page, sitemap, blog, about, privacy policy. So, you know, I can add more pages. Let's say I want to add a page real quick. I'm going to call it photo gallery. Okay. I haven't nothing in it yet, but I could then put a photo gallery in there. Have, like, from an event. If you had a holiday party, you can put gallery there. Okay. Or videos. So I'm going to do one right quick here. I'll say create a gallery. I want this, this. Actually, I'll just take these ones right here. This one, not that one, and that one. So I'm just shift-clicking all those for a gallery. And galleries are now built into WordPress, but they're not very good in the bigger picture. That's why you kind of want to go get a better plugin. There's one called Next Gen Gallery. It's very popular. There's Foo Gallery. Like I said, there's like 400 of them, so plenty of plugins. I'm going to say insert in the post, or insert gallery. Perfect. So now if I publish this, and I go look at the site, I will have a new page called Photo Gallery. And by default, it puts the first pages here. There's ways to change the order of these. You don't even know right now. So I'm going to go to the Photo Gallery page. And there's my, there's my gallery. So, you know, show me this one, and then I think I can leave comments here. I took comments off. You know, not gonna go too deep. Okay. What's more cool, because that's really good English, is this. So show you a page, show you a post, a page. Let's say we don't like the way the site looks. We want to change the theme. So here's one my friend did real quick. He had got a theme, but he's a paid theme. I don't think he paid much. I'm gonna activate it. And if I look at this page now, so then we looked at how the page looked before, go to visit site, and now it looks different, right? So this theme has built in these curves and this background and this slider, right? And there's settings to this theme once you start digging in, okay? So he loves this theme. I'm not a big fan. I think it's a little dated for me. I mean, he's 52, so. Old, right? One of my best friends. I use this theme. And what I like about this theme is, this is called Headway. It's a premium theme. I'm a developer with them. I mean, I've been around them for 6 years. And it lets me make anything I want. It's drag and drop, very graphically oriented for the design. And all the content is still in your posts and pages. But I've already done something here. So I did this at the coffee shop before I came over tonight. Literally, it took me hours now. Maybe you love this, then we got problems. So I just decided, oh, here's the title. I didn't get a graphic. Here's my navigation up top. Here's a slider, the low res, right? Here's my first post. So this content is still from the database. The posts are the same, right? So you can change themes. You can change, well, you can add plugins. Oh, speaking of that, if I click over here to plugins, install plugins, add new editor. In this class, in this tonight, in this group, never click on editor. That deal is just not a good idea. I want to add new. I want a new plugin. All right, so here is what we have plugins. And it doesn't show us the number of plugins that WordPress.org has, but I will show you something real quick. So I go to WordPress.org, and I click on plugins. This is the same place I'm at within my site, just this is the external version. I have 39,000 plugins to choose from. It's a lot. How do you know what's good? There's ways to narrow things down. So if I go back to the site, I type in gallery, I can do a search, right? I'm gonna get, how many do I have? These are the search results. Popular, favorites, recommended. 53 pages, this says in the top, oh, here we go. 1,572 items have the word gallery in the plugin. So there may be a gallery plus an add-on to the gallery. So that's a lot, right? So how do you know? So what you do is you look to see how many active installs, when was last updated. There's some things you wanna look at. Same thing with themes. Themes are about 1,900 now. How do you know what's good? It depends what you want it to do. Your keywords, school, education, gardening, turquoise hat, you know, just depends on the theme you want. All right. What else do I want to talk about tonight? Hold on. Did that. Cool. Okay. Awesome. Any questions so far? And that's the back end. So that's what you as an admin, that's managing things. Once you pick a theme, you're good for a while, right? Once you, then you start just posting your blog. Once you have your pages, contact me, about us. That's relatively static in nature. Okay. Moving right along. Losing our time here. I'm sorry about that. So, a couple things to think about. Backing up, super important. Consistently. Okay. Weekly, monthly. There's two pieces of a backup. There's a database, there's a full. Database is your posts. The full is the posts, the pages, the theme, the images, everything. Okay? Security just means that you updated the plugins and the theme and the core when it tells you to. But before you update, you back up, right? Maintenance is also part of the updates, okay? Oh, and also there's, for example, there's companies out there that do this for you. There's like monthly services. One of them is called Concierge WP. Full disclosure, it's my company. I just launched this May 5th because last year I had about 6 or 7 clients asking me for maintenance program. It's like having insurance for your car, but they run a small business. They don't want to do it themselves. They shouldn't do it themselves. So I built it, and here we go, you know. There's about 10 companies now doing this. Some of them are making amazing money. There's a guy who I know, Dan Norris, out of Australia, $50,000 a month. His model's slightly different than mine. He's more ambitious on how he's approaching it. I'm like, you know what, I'm good. I'll be happy with 40, you know, clients, not 1,000, 40 clients. I'd be happy with 40,000 on one too. I'd have all the toys. So there's updates there. If by chance you want these notes, you can go to this website, Mike, just, you know, and get it, SBWG2015. We can also, I get that to Robert, I can forward this to you. In order to get it, you give me your email address, and then you get a link, and you get the download PDF. The PDF, some of my resources are there. If you click on them and invest in those products, I might get a small commission, I'm honest. You want to unsubscribe from my list, feel free to unsubscribe. If you don't want to subscribe at all, you just want the file, let me know. $100, no, okay, we'll get it to you. If you want to email me by any phrase, you can. You can email me at adam@kitchensinkwp.com. And those are the resources, the things I talked about, most of them. And that was it. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Does the normal backup that I do on my Mac make that backup necessary?
No. So here's the thing. The question was, does the normal backup on your Mac back up your website? I'm going to tell you in this room, no. It would for me in an aspect because I don't have a whiteboard. In the old days, all websites were developed locally. You know, Dreamweaver, you have the files on your computer. And then you FTP them up. You actually physically connect to the server, and you send them up. You overwrite what you have. WordPress is run on the server, always. Okay? And until about 3 years ago, you had to log in, do stuff that way. Always had to change it. I don't know, it's called cowboy coding. It's really bad practice. You change a live site, something goes wrong, the site goes down. What I showed you earlier, I'm running Now we can run things locally. So I do, I run locally, and I get in push-up as well. So I can do that way. But for the most part, no. Backing up your Mac won't back up your website. Unless you get to a level to where you're running local, and then you're pushing out. And I do it three ways. So for example, I run local. If I do development work, the reason I want to run local is if I don't have Wi-Fi, if I'm on a plane, and even though planes have Wi-Fi, it's slow, I want to be here. Let's say I'm doing Sharon's gardening website. She hired me $40,000 later, I'm kidding. So I'm doing this, I'll work here, and then I'll create a dev site, a development site. So we have sharonsgardening.com, I'll have dev.sharonsgardening.com, I'll have Sharon's gardening here as well. I'll take from here, push it to dev, so she can see it, give me feedback. And when she's ready, so I can make changes, make back this way. When she's ready, then I go from here to live, right? So if I'm running local, you never want to work on a live site, except for posts. Posts and pages, you're fine. Anything more than that, anything to the functionality of the site, plugins and core, you gotta be careful. So the answer to your question is no. For you, no. For everyone else. Anyone else? Yes.
So whose server does it reside on?
So in this case, it depends. So everyone here, GoDaddy? Anyone not here? So there are 100, if not more, hosting companies. I currently use this one. I use InMotion Hosting. And the reason being is I know them. I know the CEO now. They're friends of mine. You can use GoDaddy. You can use InMotion Hosting. You can use SiteGround. There are plenty of them. And at this level, they're all pretty much the same. You're going to have shared server. You're going to have a server in a room like this, all air-conditioned with racks of computers, right? And how many people are here? 20? So we would all probably be on one server. Right? That's fine as a starting point. But once you have an e-com, once you get busier, you want to have less people, because if you go down, then I go down. Or if you have malware, then I get infected. So it just depends. Yes?
Can I say what nice people InMotion Hosting are? They hosted the last InDesign user meeting, and they're local people, and they are so extremely helpful to beginners, and my gosh, they're a good bunch of people.
Look at that. See? So yeah, actually, I do some work with them. They sponsor my meetup sometimes. I'm friends with the CEO and Jason Hong.
Sure, Jason.
Yeah, I know Jason. So you in the InDesign? Were you there with Adam Bell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know Adam as well. Yeah. So great company. You know, and I just migrated. I just recently left HostGator. It's a big company, but HostGator was great for a long time, and then they got bought. And here's what people don't realize. Actually, I'll show you something a bit. So there's a company called Endurance International Group. This company, slowly but surely, is going to buy up small hosting companies. So you take away, you want to leave HostGator, you know, they might go to HostGator to something else. They're like, okay, you don't realize the same parent company owns both. Actually, in this case, the same parent company owns, where'd it go? These are all smaller companies. So HostGator was really good. They're okay still, but the whole time on the phone or online got longer and longer because EIG bought them. They didn't add more staff. They just bought more companies. So I left. You know, and I'm not one to leave a whole lot. So I went to InMotion and SiteGround. I have two accounts. I use SiteGround for all my development work, and InMotion for all my personal and any of my client work. I resell hosting. I currently have 3 clients left, but when they're up, they're on their own. I mean, I'll move them to SiteGround. I'll move them to InMotion on their own because I don't want the stress. I have a law firm and 2 organizations, and they'll move on. And I'll still manage their sites. I just won't host them myself anymore. It's just not worth it to me. So if you wanted to leave from .5 to Bluehost, they're taking your files from here to here. Same company. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's like buying, GM owns Cadillac, you know, all the same kind of thing, right? So just branding. And people don't realize that. So I like InMotion at this point because they're good people. And they're up in Howard Hughes Parkway. They have offices in Howard Hughes Parkway. and offices in Virginia. So.
Sure.
Yes.
I have a question. You showed about thousands of gallery sites.
Yes.
That's kind of like gunshots. How do you select something that on gallery that you're interested in?
So if I click on this, so a couple ways. So I type in gallery, and we had over 1,000, right?
Yeah.
So I would look at it, how many installs? This used to be a number of downloads. How many downloads? Well, that doesn't tell us it's being used. It might be 1 million downloads, but only being used 100,000 times currently. But I can download it for free. I can turn it off. So they changed it. So the higher number is good. 100,000, 30,000, stronger. How many reviews? You can read the reviews, right? And the other thing you can do here, let me show you one real quick. Here's Next Gen Gallery. I use this one a lot. 1 million active installs. Pretty good number because it's been around a long time. I can click on it, and it'll open up this page. And it tells me about it, right? Gives me some information. I can read reviews. Last updated, so it tells me if it needs WordPress 3.6 or higher, fine. Compatible 4.2.3, which is current. Updated to the 20th of July. And I can then go see what it looks like. Here's some screenshots. Kind of like on an iOS device, on your apps you buy, you can see screenshots of what it looks like. So you can do thumbnails, you can do a slideshow gallery, image browser gallery. So I'm using Next Gen Gallery, but an old version on my photography site. You know, and because it worked for me, because when I did that site in 2010, it was the leading gallery. There's better ones now for what I need, but it works just fine, right? So if they broke it, I'm not fixing it.
You have to scroll through thousands of them to find out something that
you really don't. You're better off asking. If you find someone knowledgeable, send me an email, I'll help you. Dollar a minute. Okay. 85 cents. Okay. Anyone else? What time is it over? Now?
He passes out, or you want me to?
Wow.
I can do that.
I whipped up a quick 10 things about photography if you guys want to see it.
Well, we want to get. Don't you want to get
that
audience to pass on?
Okay. Well, I'll pass them out. That's a couple of times. That was Ferdy's library and Charlie's library.
This isn't just iPhone photography, this is just photography that is for 15 years.
That's all right.